Blog Talk Radio.
My, my, my. We have some fun and games going on. Yeah, well, guess what? There's things going on that a lot of people don't know. This show is going to cover some of that. And it's going to be really interesting to see just who picks up on what I got to say. There's quite a few people that listen to this after the fact, and that's something that's going to go on. But you can't predict what people are going to do before they do it unless you know something about it. And there's a couple of things, two or three people that I know of, who can predict what's coming. Ooh, how about that? I'm gonna play a song. I hope y'all enjoy it. If anybody does listen, and this is the theme song . What is going on here? Huh. Well, that's nice. I can't play the music. You don't want to play. Huh. I wonder what the fun and games here is. Oh, well. I don't need music necessarily. I think I'll just start covering this stuff. Due to the fact that the show got blocked last week, and it wasn't really anybody's fault one way or the other. It just happened, okay? But there's some things that you need to know that are going on that people have not picked up on. And one of those is on the cover of the Washington Examiner. Yeah, that's right. We got this freak that's bitching out a little robot. And it's called Machine Politics. It says the left is trying to make sure artificial intelligence follows its diktats. Now, you think about that, progressive, you know, how does that work? Well, it's above the level of most understanding, but what it boils down to is pretty simple. How do you know which direction your programming in your computer goes? Well, the fun and games in the House of Representatives. Ooh, this is from January 10th. and it's almost the end of the month, so the fun goes from here. McCarthy, after on the 15th time around, got put in as House Speaker. And since then, he's been doing things. Out of the blue states is another thing. There is, guy saying, there is no free will. He's got a pro-choice T-shirt on. Those concerned about the future of democracy should be cheered that people are continuing to vote with their feet. And one-way rentals. How about that stuff? Can you imagine? Now, here's a joke I thought was pretty good. It's got two researchers standing behind this desk chair, and they're discussing things. A little AI robot sitting, standing, or however you want to look at it, in the office chair facing the desk, and says, the woman tells the guy, says, the smarter we make the AI, the less it wants to do our jobs. Oh. Is that part of the problem? And wokeness, oh my. That's the political correctness gone mad. Ethical AI movement, an ambitious hodgepodge of activists with a single goal, that the robot shall be no smarter than today's political orthodoxies allow. Ooh. Fun and games. And yes, it's fun and games. You see, it's not people that take us off of a social network. It's an algorithm, which is part of the programming. You get the picture? I think another joke that I thought was pretty good, you got a Terminator staring at you. So before I terminate anyone, I should check with the MoveOn.org or the Southern Poverty Law Center. Somebody is getting this right. And late night is not doing well. It's coming unglued. Mothers need advocates too, huh? Roseanne is a fresh chance to fight high maternal and mortality rates. Well, I hope somebody picks up on that. And then you got the Longmore. This is under Washington Briefing. And like I said, January 10th, that's, you know, a couple of weeks. Why peace is unlikely to come to Ukraine this year. Well. There's a whole lot of reasons for that. you remember this thing you keep hearing, follow the money? Guess who it was that got that into the judicial insight committees in the Senate? Yeah, I'm guilty. I did it to you. Oh, they're beginning to use it. So I look at all this stuff, and I tell you, there's a lot of things, going on. I get a products made from petroleum page, miscellaneous, electronics, automotive equipment, medical and cosmetics, personal and household items. That's made from petroleum. So when that thing goes up, the grease they use to keep the chickens under control, it gets more expensive, so they got to charge more for the eggs. Now you know what happened to that. Oh, boy. Standards or lack thereof. Now, the show that got canceled last week was Standards. It was about standards, and the problem that it caused was interesting. It caused me to rethink what I was going to talk about. So you're getting today a combination of that and it's slowly coming about. Used his final years as a member of the most powerful deliberative body in the world to audition for a spot on cable news. Good Lord, man, have some self-respect. Oh, hey, some of the stuff I get is is funky. This is in print. Tech sector layoffs, warning sign of broader job losses. Well, you ain't seen nothing yet. There's a problem in the automotive industry. Everybody's committed to, let's see here, what have we got? This is getting fun. Oh, boy. Jeez, come on, guy. This thing is fighting me every little bit of the way. Oh, jeez. These people have got to be... ridiculous in one way or another. I don't know if you guys can hear me or not. I'm going to continue. The non-compliance goes to the point of proving who is compliant or not. Now, a long time ago, I started a thing of my own called I Will Not Comply. Well, guess what? Human spirit is interesting. It has its own ways to go and its own ways of getting there, and it does pretty much what people were looking to accomplish. Well, Stephen Moore explains in his column on January 10th that he couldn't buy German or Japanese cars because they were the enemy. Now, there's a pronouncement that they intend in the next few years stop making and assembling gas engine cars. That's the big three here. fighting global warming, they're doing their part and all this other happy horse hockey they've come up with for excuses. more states are going to go the way of California and eventually mandate that every car produced must be battery operated. Ooh, virtue signaling going on here by the folks at Ford and GM. Oh my. It's one thing to make cars that appeal to the members of the Sierra Club and quite another to produce automobiles that the typical buyer wants. Guess what? most people have turned a decisive thumbs down on electrical vehicles. Most people. so far, only about 6% of new cars sold are electric vehicles. Well, that's awful small. California, Detroit. Sorry, California isn't the country. Ooh. a decent chance the American auto company shift to all electrical vehicles is going to fail. That's what I said. Now, there is one company realizes the tomfoolery of making only electric cars, and that company is the Japanese automaker Toyota. Honda has also joined in and decided the same thing, but people involved in the auto industry are largely a silent majority. Toyota recently told reporters that silent majority is wonderful whether EVs are really okay to have as a single option. They think it's a trend, so they can't speak loud. I believe the need we need to be realistic about when society will be able to fully adopt battery electric vehicles. Battery BEVs, or BEVs, are not the only way to achieve the world's carbon neutrality goals, and they don't care. Toyota's right on all counts. Scant evidence that EVs will reduce pollution levels more than traditional cars. Now, the problem with it is that the manufacturing cost to produce a electric car is way more than one of the gas guzzlers. Just to produce it now is, in comparison, the gas guzzlers over the life of the vehicle, you have a smaller carbon footprint. Now, what about, you think about that. Most of the energy from battery comes from burning fossil fuels because the batteries themselves create waste issues. Ooh. You would think the U.S. automakers would understand their basic red, white, and blue reality. Oh, my. Well, let's do a red, white, and blue reality. Americans have a special long-standing love affair with their cars. They aren't going to trade in their Mustangs, Camaros, Cadillacs, and trucks for an EV. For many of us, this would be akin to taking away our firstborn. Ooh. Japanese seem to understand American car buyers better than the execs in Detroit. So you would still be able to get electric vehicles, but you'll also be able to get gas vehicles for quite some time. That's going to be a few years anyway. Oh, boy. As the woke green energy fad fades into the sunset, as it most assuredly will, and the American auto companies see their sales crash, they'd better not come begging for yet another taxpayer bailout. Yeah. I'm afraid to have to say no. You stepped in your own doo-doo all the way up to your eyebrows. It's not our fault you've done this. It's your fault. You decided to listen to AOC. That was a terrible thing to do. Anyway, this all goes and keeps going. Now, National Progressive Radio strikes again. National Public Radio is what he's talking about, NPR. Morning Edition ran a segment on Monday that perfectly encapsulated the broadcaster's left-wing assumptions, its determination to spread them, the contemptuous betrayal of its mission to represent varied views, and its modus operandi, camouflage propaganda as news. And when you get into it, it gets funky, and it has stayed that way. And it's going to continue to be that way. Facts, not misleading statistics. You can screw the numbers around all you want, and it won't come out right. In D.C. and Tallahassee, a split-screen moment for the Republican Party. more tax relief, more education reform, more support for police and public safety officials, and a continued sanity in government. That's what they want. That's what they're trying to get to. And cities and states have embraced faddist ideology at the expense of enduring principles and screwed things up so bad. There's a lot of people who won't go anywhere near those cities. And a whole lot of people are leaving the states because of them. Oh, how to bankrupt Russia and protect our supply chains. That's been known forever. Anyway, remember now, you got freaks out there who are trying to be in control, whether they have a clue or not. Now, you got an editor's letter by Mark Draymond. Give me in. roughly two decades ago, now you need to know this, the Republican Party submitted the practice of never bringing any legislation to the floor of the House unless it was supported by a majority of the majority. Principle known as the Hassert Rule, after House Speaker Dennis Hassert essentially quashed any bipartisan legislation that wasn't endorsed by House leadership. A predictable, if unfortunate, step in the polarization of Congress, and it has not gotten better. One dinglebat had to be restrained in a headlock. These people have gone nuts. They're stupid. Ah, you heard me, legislators. There's only maybe half a dozen of you at all. Uh-oh, here you go. Biden administration overhauls asylum process. And they got the photo up of nice, clean streets and all that whoopity-doo. Texas Governor Greg Abbott handed him a letter accusing him of having violated our constitutional obligation to defend the states against invasion. Biden didn't bother to read it, I don't think. Even the administration implicitly acknowledges that they have good reasons to flee. They deserve the chance to seek asylum, as international law requires. No, butt wipes. And I don't know who did this story, who the idiot is that wrote it, but one of the basic rule in the international law to seek asylum, immigration for safety, is the first country past the one that you're leaving, that you set foot in, that's the country you put in the paperwork at, not 15 countries later up along the Texas border. It just don't work that way. So, you know, clean the street. They should lie to everybody and say that the president's going to visit tomorrow. See how quick they can clean up the mess. Oh, boy. George Santos, the congressman who made up everything. He did. Oh, man. They have a bunch of stuff going on. This is the precursor to the stuff that's going on now that you see on the news, if you watch any of it. I'm not going to take very long on any of this stuff. foreigners barred from the property market. Ottawa, Canada, is trying to cut down on speculation in the housing market with a new law that bars most foreigners from purchasing residence in the country for the next 2 years. What a dingbat. They need to get that boy out of there and by any means possible at this point. Since he's so full of it, it hurts. They got protests in Peru that are deadly. 18 people dead so far. Oh, boy. Fierce fighting in Ukraine, uh-huh. And we're sending them tanks. We agreed to do that. So, what are we looking at here? Now, I don't want you to forget that machine politics thing. Bear that in mind. Ooh, you've heard of the mind control. Ooh, the fallacy and predictions of doom. Ignore the blunt fact that two dozen countries, including the U.S., are now growing their economies, I'll get it right in a minute, while reducing carbon emissions. Oh, mercy, how about that? Populism's policies are a sham. The U.S. House of Representatives just went through a nervous breakdown in full public view as a far-right populist faction blackmailed and weakened new House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Populism will always reappear in cycles as demagogues seek power by offering solutions to complex problems that are simple, seductive, and wrong. Oh, boy. National Health Institute is collapsing in the UK. What about ours? If we get rid of some of the dinks in charge, maybe we'll be okay. Uh-oh. Brazil, Bolsonaro, supporters leave trail of destruction. Uh-huh. Barbarism has bared its teeth. This stuff is all online, too, by the way. This is the week, January 20th. I mean, Prince Harry, so what? boy, oh boy. Utah's Great Salt Lake could disappear within 5 years due to drought and overconsumption of its waters, researchers warned in a new report. Think about that. NFL, players near death on the field. Well, that's been covered and covered. And I don't know if you had heard the latest in terms of what's going on, but the Fun and Games has come out when they secretly recorded a dude telling on FISA. He laid it out real simple. They're doing anything they can to make money, even killing us. It doesn't matter. This all comes to a head now. That's the, you know, screaming on the inside and unsustainability of American motherhood. Oh, boy. Most babies are a pain in the ass. And most women realize that. And most of them don't fool with stuff that they can't handle. Most of them are smart enough to have figured that match out by having married the person that they married. Oh, boy. China, Jack Ma forced to cede Ant Group. Ma's forced exit showed Chinese entrepreneurs that they can grow their business and their own profiles as much as the party allows and no more. Think about that. That's what happens when Marxism gets in charge. Office space, remote work may hollow out downtown. It already is. oh, boy. Flying bond, Southwest epic meltdown. Well, now, I'm gonna ask a question. If you got 30-year-old PCs that barely chunking along and 20-year-old software, what do you expect? Question mark. Yeah, well, there's going to be more than a meltdown. And a lot of guys are getting medical help in terms of vasectomies, so they don't have to worry about getting people pregnant. Think about it. It's out there. It's real. Oh, here we go. National Review for January 23rd. Oh, yeah. Oh, boy, I hope people can hear this. If you're just like Kevin McCarthy that much, they should make him speaker. And he was elected, so. It went from there, pretty much. Well, not indulge the pretense that we are still in a state of emergency powers. We're not. Announced that the state will investigate any and all wrongdoing related to the COVID-19 vaccines. Ooh, that's, you know, that's follow the money. Where did the money go? What did you spend it on? I mean, it just doesn't stop. New national security strategy in Japan is they're going to spend billions and get what they need to defend themselves against North Korea is acts stupid, but China is worse. China could do something about it. euthanasia in Canada, Justin Trudeau again. And you've got a bad medical condition. They'll ask you if you want to end it. You want to end it? Hell, that'd be a lot less expensive for both of us. Mm-hmm. And you'd be out of the way, and we'd free up housing, and all kind of good things would come about. and it just keeps going. Stanford University is ramping up an initiative to eliminate harmful language. Oh, my God. And then you had the problem with the news doing the same crap. The king of toxic masculinity. Well... there's just, you know, too much going on. Exit the J6 committee. Oh, boy. And they didn't find diddly squat. Don't you love it? All they did was tell people, you were in the wrong place at the wrong time. You're going to jail for 6, 8, 10 years just because you was there. That's what the hell they... January 6th committee has come out with, and to have people like people that were on there that Pelosi picked ought to put things in perspective. The problem is that Pelosi picked out people that were known leftists, activists, nasties, illegals themselves, and I don't mean illegally being here. I mean doing a whole load of illegal stuff. the liberalism has two key components, the voluntarist concept of choice and the human separation from and opposition to nature. Da-da-da-da. I wonder what that sounds like. Does that sound like Antifa? Oh, we're going to cheer on the good guys, the ones that set you on fire if you don't comply. Oh, boy. Population bomb. Ooh, what do you think all of this all these deaths come from and why. They knew this stuff is deadly. They're doing it simply because the thing that started it all back a long time ago, known, everybody knows as Agenda 21, population reduction. Well, now you know what they're willing to do to accomplish that. Oh, yeah. And they can make a shitload of money in the process. Ooh. Seems to be a little agreement about the use of the word fascism as there is about politics itself, which suggests that trying to understand fascism as a robust phenomenon won't pay off because there isn't any definition. Uh-huh. There's a whole lot of stuff I'm skipping over, and there's a good reason for that. A lot of this stuff is just that stuff. Soapbox filler. Biden, the safetyism comes for your gas stove. Everybody says, screw off. We're not interested in that. Biden's IRS army is not coming for billionaires. It's coming for you. And the only problem is, The House got busy and took 90-some percent of the money back. What the hell are you going to do now? When you don't have somebody to make your paycheck, I'll bet you go somewhere else. I wonder about this. I really do. Oh, boy. Anyway, Hugo Gurdon has his stuff straight, in my opinion, 99% of the time. He goes off 1% of the time into things I don't agree with, but that happens. Unfashionable to say good things about the elite, but it's time to do so. Let the people tailgate. Quit telling people to screw off and get out and leave and all that. A title of one of the short articles in here, The Bureaucracy Can Pry My Gas Stove From My Cold, Dead Hands. Sound familiar? And it keeps going. It don't stop. Ooh, the halftime of tonight's NBA game. This is from January 17th. Sponsored by Soda, a sportswear store, and the Taliban. Think about it. In the end, this is teenage nudity suit. Homeboy. In the end, the new ordinance passed. That's democracy in action. McCarthy's House of Pain. Whoa. At the Celebrity Curve improved their power. Now what do they want? Well, that's interesting. Each one of them has a different opinion as to what they want. 14th ballot. Refused to agree on the 40th. Most of the Andy McCarthy vote yielded was a massive embarrassment to the party leadership. About that. Oh, my. Still, that small handful had to get that last final public dig in at their nemesis. Nobody knows the answer to a lot, most of this stuff. Reunite, revival, 2023, A new year for civics education. The public agrees on much of what should be taught in school. And the teachers are being told by the unions, no way, you can't do that. And guess what? The teachers are about to find out that they might not have a job unless they want to work at White Castle or somewhere. They're not going to play the game with you guys. Parental rights is a federal law. You better go read it. Better study it out. And the reason you better is because it's coming to your front porch. Every day Ukrainians seize back more territory, and they just keep. I'm telling you, keep going if there's any way possible for you to do it. When you get done seizing back territory, you might want to blow the bridges between your country and Russia. Ooh, think about it. Ooh, think about it. Ooh, oh yeah. Bipartisan tech sector scrutiny grows. Senate Democrats and House Republicans will each use their majorities to examine the industry. They're going to play proctologists with people that don't want them to take a look. Even the nearly $70 million big tech spent lobbying in Washington against new regulations in 2021 starts to look small compared to the size of the regulatory beating it's facing this year. It's going to hit the fan big chunks. Biden reboots border immigration strategy. BS. He never had one. Don't have one this day. Don't know what he's doing. He's a puppet. FAA glitch grinds air traffic to a halt. 30-year-old computers and tech. No bugs. No bad guys. Don't bet on it. Fifteen is the magic number for House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. He got voted in on the 15th ballot. Now, researchers claim method to break encryption using existing quantum computer. Ooh. On a global scale, we have an arms race happening behind closed doors. And they say that within 3 to 5 years, they'll be able to break any encryption. I don't think so. That leaves House Republicans the nuclear option of gridlock as leverage to pass any bill does not enjoy some measure of bipartisan support. The problem with the legislative nuclear option is that as with nuclear weapons, they tend to result in a lot of collateral damage. True. Oh boy, here's Adams. And Beckett Adams is the grinning picture they got of him tells a lot. Says outrage is a full-time job. Oh my. The secret to ending Cold War. Pentagon House, Ashley Babbitt's tutor at Andrews for 6 months. Oh, my. Unbonded, usually safe investment tool has cratered. Uh-oh. Experts say bond markets can move beyond 2022. Woes. Don't bet on it. For the simple fact that these people will not take up the thing. Now, here's a Stephen Moore article. This is the Washington Examiner, January 17th. That ain't that long ago. And the title of it is Biden's ESG Investment Rules Threaten Your Retirement Savings. Think about that very carefully. The Joe Biden Labor Department recently announced a new rule that will permit money managers to play politics with trillions of dollars of people's retirement savings. environmental, social, and governance allows the retirement fund managers to select stocks of companies based on their positions on social and environmental issues. Ooh. Retirement savings will be used as a leverage to force companies to reduce their carbon emissions. Really? How about we use that same leverage against both Joe Biden and the Labor Department? See how they like it. Oh, boy. Truly thoughtful approach to fixing our schools. Charter schools, school choice. That's what fixes it. They already proved it. Sarah Rell's latest book of gift reviewed, Racist BS. Now, I don't say these things lightly, but when they become more than obvious, I label it. Oh, boy. I'm going through these. Oh, there we go. Ah, Gurdon. Biden's border solution looks like a lot of border crisis. Or a lot like a border crisis. Yeah. He don't have a solution. He don't have a plan, so it doesn't mean anything. When you take the same kind of money that they were talking about giving to the IRS to beef up their manpower and give it to the Border Patrol, people want the jobs. They definitely will want. They're going to be wanting the jobs bad. Mm-hmm. What can the GOP House actually do? They poke certain people in the eye with a stick. Green. Now, Green, Dominic Green, has this, comedian grin about him on his picture in his magazine. And I marked this because I wanted to know what was going on. And its title of it is, Come Fly With Me. My title is Snafu. And I hope this, like I said, I hope everybody can hear this thing. Anyway, I think it's interesting. Can't play the music. Don't know if the thing's recording or not, or putting this stuff out. I'd sure like to know what's going on. Then on 1-23-30, commitment, fleeing the press. Now, I'm going to take a little break for a minute, and I'll be right back. And I can't play my music. I tried that. My Jesus. Sign-in page, so I couldn't play music if I wanted to. Oh, ain't that wonderful? I tell you what, very simple thing about this is that there are too many. I want you to bear this in mind. There are too many bad guys out and about for us to win at this point in terms of taking them out, okay? We could do that. But in terms of winning the fight, there's too many idiots that have got one single idea they hold on to, and they come after you with it. They want to beat you over the head with it. We'll see how all this goes. But from what I can understand of it, and this man, I respect this guy a lot, so, you know, it's not some simple podunk BS deal. The thing that gets me is that we supposedly fixed this problem. Now I come up and find out that it ain't fixed. I would just love to have a phone number so I could talk to somebody. Anyway, I hope you all can hear it, but this is from a guy that's been in the intelligence service in the military, among other things. He knows his stuff. He knows what he's talking about. And he's got his shit straight. He told me the only way to protect ourselves is to either get rich or buy a tank. Either way, you're squirreled. And the problem that we've got is that it's not getting better. So we're going to have to stand up to these people that are doing this. And that means big tech. That means Section 230 and all the shit that goes with it. And they're getting ready to do that. So we're looking at a very positive outcome very shortly. And with that, I'm going to say, hey, I enjoyed this. Hopefully you guys got to hear it. Thank you.